When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here. Jets, Aaron Rodgers, obviously Soto, whether it's the Mets or Yanks. And I just want to mention, before we get to the Montas signing, BT, which I saw last night before I went to sleep, I'm just reading the latest from Andy Martino, who I trust more than anybody, SNY.TV. No one knows anything about where Soto's going to sign. Here's a quote from a well-placed league source. I don't think anyone knows where Juan wants to play except for Juan and the agent and maybe his family. Also goes on to say that there is league speculation or belief that Toronto, let me give you the exact quote, there is also widespread skepticism that Soto will go to the Blue Jays, but belief among bidders that Toronto will come in with the highest offer.
I've always, listen, that doesn't surprise me. I always looked at Toronto. They're trying to give money away.
I'm not buying. If Steve Cohen doesn't have the highest offer, it's an epic failure and disappointment on his part. So I don't care how rich Toronto is. It's the Blue Jays. I don't think Soto's going there anyway, but Steve Cohen better at the end of this. It's one thing to lose. You got to put your best foot forward. If the Mets don't have the highest offer, it's unacceptable.
I agree.
Like, I don't care what it is. I don't care if Toronto has $750. Then you, if somebody's willing to pay it, you've got to top that. If you want to be taken seriously, if not, then just go get your Frankie Montases or whoever else you want to piece it together and see how that works to build sustained success. Anyway, Andy also said, as he said a couple of weeks ago, that he expected to be done by or at the winter meetings next week. So the only difference there, and the Mets and Yankees all in, quote, multiple times, Mets and Yanks all in. Like, these, who knows what these reports, but I trust Andy, so I'm believing that nothing has changed as far as the Mets want to, or the Yankees want to. I'm not even buying that Toronto's going to have the highest offer. I think people would be sleeping on the Mets in that regard. And maybe I'm just overrating Steve Cohen, BT, but I believe the Mets are going to have the highest offer.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of still do as well. But Toronto could really complicate the Yankees' world, because if Toronto goes to a place that is ridiculous and Cohen then follows, then how's tapping out?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. I know we're going to get to the Montas stuff, but you look at the only two scenarios, one for Cohen and one for Howe, where they can get and would get absolutely crushed, is if Cohen doesn't have the highest offer.
Correct.
Because he's got the deepest pockets. This is the time you step up and take your biggest swing. He's 26. He's Juan Soto. Check. Howe, where if he allows him to go anywhere, but, you know, most notably more so the Mets or the Red Sox based on the rivalries, and it's based on the overall workings of the contract, it's a mere pittance, like $30 million or $50 million. Like, if the gap is so wide, I will be able to justify Hal taking a pass. And I've said that, now for a month or so. Like, if it's 15 years, 720, have him. But if, like, if the Yankees lost out on him for $50 million, then Hal would get crushed. But there are also scenarios where, you know, as much as they would get crushed, I think there's also an out. Like, if Cohen comes with a crazy offer and it blows everybody out of the water, but he stays with the Yankees, how do you get on Cohen?
No. As long as Cohen has the highest offer, I don't think I could get on him. He said, like, how could you get on? If he had
No, you couldn't. That would be unfair. Yeah, there's nothing. Exactly. You can't put a gun to his head and say you got to sign.
Yeah, same thing. I didn't do it with, I know you got on him more than I did last year with Yamamoto. I would not get on him because he had the highest offer. Ultimately, I don't think the player wanted to be here. If Cohen has the highest offer, like, I'm not saying, well, you got to have $100 million more than the next guy. All you could do is have the highest offer. If the Yankees match or get within $30 million and he chooses the Yankees, nothing you can do about that. But you can prevent Toronto from having the highest offer, or the Yankees from having a higher offer, or the Reds. Like, Cohen can control that, having the highest offer. There's not a time to be responsible and say, oh, I'm drawing the line here. No lines drawn when it comes to Juan Soto as far as the Mets go. Now, Frankie Montas and the Mets are in agreement on a two-year, $34 million contract. Montas stinks. And this, to me, is David Stearns really pushing his luck. I didn't mind Manaea last year. I even said it was a good signing. I liked that. I didn't think he was going to be the dominant ace that he turned out to be after switching the arm angle, but I liked that. I did not love the Severino signing, but there was no risk. It's like, all right, whatever, Yankee cast off. Maybe you could make something of him. And we know the formula, and I'm fine with the formula. Go get pitchers, short-term contracts on the cheap, have them figure it out. Here's the difference. Montas stinks. He stunk in New York. He failed miserably. Yep. Even coming off of last year, he wasn't very good. Like, if Stearns can, and the Mets staff and their analytics department and the mechanical, all the robotic stuff that they got to fix these pitchers, if they could fix Frankie Montas, I mean, that is just, to me, the greatest compliment that you could
do. Can we send him Rodon for a month if that's the case, and
exactly.
Then you ship him back?
This will be the true test. Stearns is, to me, he's pushing his luck with this one. I don't think Montas is good. You want to say fifth star? I don't like the sight of Frankie Montas. At least Severino was good with the Yankees. And then, he just got, tattooed.
He was tipping pitches, a lot of people
thought. Whether it was injury or tipping pitches, Montas just isn't good. He's not a good pitcher. And you could give him the analytics or the reasons why Milwaukee fixed him. He pitched to an almost 5 ERA.
Yeah.
Another reclamation project. Me, personally, not a huge deal, but I don't like it.
Okay, it's a Stearns move, as you know. You take a chance on a guy with some upside, coming off a down year. Montas, I was looking at his knife. Listen, he's not good.
Yeah.
You're right. He's not good. And if he's anywhere outside of the fifth in the rotation, that is a big loss for the Mets. I won't bore anybody with it, but I did a little bit of a deeper dive into his numbers in terms of, revolutions, all that stuff that does matter.
They must see something that they think is...
Well, his fastball returned a little bit. It was over 96 miles an hour last year on the average velo. I don't love the fact that he controls the second year of the opt-out, which he does.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's the same thing as Manaea.
I understand. That's true. Manaea, Severino was a one-year deal.
Like, go have a good year and opt out and see you later.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have a good year, which I don't really expect him to, you might be... Now, again, 17 million dollars isn't the worst thing for Cohen. You got a lot of money coming off the books. I get that. I guess for me, because we could all sit here and just throw darts at Montas, who's not very good, and he didn't show that he can handle the New York stage, which is another thing.
But better signing than Stroman? I only say that because you said 17 million a year, Stroman 18.
Better signing than Stroman.
But the upside.
The upside is a little bit more with Montas.
Stroman's also been proven to be good in New York. He was good with the Mets the first go around.
That's where I was going. He's from here. Like and a lot of people, he's going to be a nut on social media. He didn't have one issue on social media, so he's not very good anymore. But probably a push.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
somewhere in the same neighborhood, whatever. I would look at it now. Let's push it forward, all right? Because we know what Montes was back in the day. We know what he was supposed to be when the Yankees got him. We know what he is now. He's not very good. What's the rotation? Like, what if you guys lose Manaea? Like, say if Sean Manaea signed somewhere else. You got Senga, you got Montas. I mean, where are we going with this rotation?
Well, Peterson, you have him as well. I don't like Tyler McGill, but you have to have him there. Jose Buto. Again, these are all four or five type starters. They're going to need, I want Walker Buehler and Manaea. I mean, or Sasaki and either Buehler and Manaea.
Yeah, Sasaki would be awesome for either team because he's cheap because of his age and all that stuff that we talked about.
I think he's the most valuable asset in the sport, whoever
he is.
He might be. Young pitching guys. At that cost with that potential.
Yeah, and the Japanese player with scouting and the technology, the analytics, they become easier to scout because you can kind of see what's transferable and what's not. So, yeah, he's going to be good. It's not like he's going to come here and be Kagawa.
Right now, I'd probably go sure three would be Senga, Montas, and Peterson.
All right, that's lacking. That's awful for a team on the rise.
What if I tell you Manaea and Buehler?
Yeah, I mean,
it worked.
It did, but it also worked. We've talked about this. One of the things about the 2024 Mets, and it was a lot of magic there, and you don't want to always frame it that way because it does undercut the achievement of these players. They put up the numbers, but. So many of these guys, I don't believe, are going to be able to replicate what they did a year ago. So I think that you have to anticipate that, and whether it's losing Iglesias or him going elsewhere, or him just taking a step back, or Pete leaving, or whatever, all the other things. Listen, they got to find a center fielder. The things that we've hit, even though it might be Siri, whatever, he's a 180 hitter. I don't know. Like I look at the Mets as a team that is very much in the works. Very much in the developmental stage of building a roster for 2025.
Yeah, they'll get it done.
I'm not saying that they won't, but there's no guarantee that they will. If Montas is your fourth or fifth starter, that's not good.
They'll get it done. I just don't like Montas, period.
He's going to be pitching.
And I don't mean personally. Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the problem. It's different for me to pick on Severino or Manaea, and I didn't pick on Manaea, but the Severino one, as I explained before, this is different. This guy failed, and I don't think he's got it between the ears to succeed in New York. Make me wrong again. Prove me wrong again if you're David Stearns. Frank is on Long Island. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
All right. The Soto thing, I think the Yankees feel that Soto wants to come back. So they're not putting out the big bids because why would they bid against themselves? They're going to do exactly what they did with Judge. Go out, get your numbers, come back and talk to us.
Yeah, that's what I believe they're doing. Now, there's no guarantee that that's going to work because the sentimental aspect of the Yankees in Judge's mind was very different. I mean, hey, listen, he's looking for money, and I'm sure he liked it here. He loves Judge behind him, but the Yankees still have to come correct. But I agree. I believe that's a plan. It's a good one. That's what they should be doing.
Yep. Because if you're gonna sign a 14-year deal, you want to go someplace you're happy. Money's not going to make you happy.
Well, I mean, but then he's chasing the most money, though, Frank, and thank you for the call. I agree with that. And also, you remember, go someplace you're happy. You're talking about just distinguishing between the Yankees and Mets. Who's to say that he wouldn't be more happy with the Mets? I mean, it's still New York. Like, are we valuing the city? Are you valuing each individual? When you say what's going to make him happy, there are a lot of factors that go in there. Is he happy being a Yankee or in the Yankee clubhouse, or is he enticed by another atmosphere? Does he care about the location? Whether if he were a West Coast guy, I'm just throwing it out there.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, those are things.
Tax implications.
All those things go into making somebody happy. It's not just simple, he wants to be a Yankee and wear pinstripes. I know we think that as fans, that he loves your team more than anybody. That's proven to not be the case. He wants the most money. And then from there, go down to, what's question B and C and D?
I think question B is he wants the biggest stage. He wants the most money, and he wants the most money that comes with the biggest stage, which is us.
Those are two checks in
New York.
That's
us. That's why I never thought he was leaving New York.
When you say us, New York?
Yeah, us, New York.
Yeah, right.
Yankees or Mets.
So me neither. So then, and we're always getting down to the same thing. Doesn't mean that Toronto or Boston can't be a threat, but we're getting down to the same thing. We believe this player wants the most money, and he thrives and wants the biggest of stages.
And he also wants to win. That would be three for me.
Okay, and then who else is on that list? Like, to me, the Mets and Yankees are ahead of Toronto and Boston at this point.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.